Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, everybody. It is Friday, January 20th, 2012. I'm Mike Adams, filling in for Alex Jones, who is off today. Thank you for joining us. We have a huge lineup of incredible news for you today and several guests, including a couple of guests in studio, including Dr. Edward Group, who's here to talk to us about the detoxification of aluminum. So if you are concerned about chemtrails or the aluminum in foods and medicines and vaccines, and you want to learn how to stay clean and clear of aluminum, stay tuned. We're going to have him joining us. Also, Dr. Peter DeVette, author of Heal Thyself, talking to us about quantum medicine. We've got another guest as well coming up, a surprise guest. And then, of course, Bob Chapman in the third hour. And in terms of the news that we have today, hold on to your hat, folks. We have news about the carpet bombing of Texas with rabies vaccines that are being airdropped from planes to carpet bomb over 7,000 square miles of rural South and West Texas. Yep, they're dropping rabies vaccines as if they were weapons of war. That's coming up. Oh, man, I don't know why I'm laughing. It's kind of sad, but it's so crazy sometimes what's out there with the vaccines. We've also got stories about, sadly, another child has died after being given 9 vaccines all at the same time, an infant that didn't even have the honor of experiencing much life at all. Sadly, we will go into that issue. We've got a bunch of news on vaccines. We've got news about the SOPA situation and Anonymous having a massive counterattack against the federal government. They took down the Justice Department website. They took down the FBI. They took down the RIAA and the MPAA in their backlash against Mega Upload being raided by the feds. That was sort of the feds' way of giving their finger to the SOPA protest that took place 2 days ago, Wednesday. Massive protests, massive blackouts all across the internet. The feds didn't like that, so they immediately moved to exercise their tyrannical power to try to take down a website that they claim is violating copyrights. We'll get into that today. We've got news about Google. We've got news about gold. We've got news about Ron Paul. All of that coming up right here on the Alex Jones Show. Actually, it's 4 guests today, including Bob Chapman. So now in terms of the surprise guests, I might as well just leak the surprise right now for you. Her name is Tisha Kasida. She is running for Congress in Colorado. And, in fact, she has a position, very publicly speaking, out against NDAA. And she's in favor of food freedom. She's in favor of basic fundamental human freedoms and rights for all of us. She's going to be joining us, and we'll hear from her for the first time. That's her first time to join the Alex Jones Show. All that and more coming up. Now, I got to say, thank you for having me here. It's an honor to be here today. And some of this news just drives me crazy about the vaccines. Now, on the other side of the break, we're going to get into that. But let me give you a preview of the carpet bombing story. Here we go. The Texas Department of Agriculture has dropped 1.8 million edible vaccines. This happened just 2 weeks ago to try to vaccinate the coyotes and the wolves who are running rampant, they say, across Texas with rabies. But as they're doing this, they don't realize that they're actually dropping genetic material for rabies right into the environment. Now, do you think that might have a problem? Do you think that might recombine with some of the other viruses that are out there in the wild, maybe create a worse version of rabies that then needs more vaccinations? And what's this deal about now vaccinating all the animals in the world? I mean, isn't it bad enough and profitable enough that they're vaccinating children and adults and senior citizens? Now they got to start targeting all the animals out there? Really? That's a lot of animals to vaccinate. That's a lot of money for the vaccine makers. No wonder. Now they're going to start targeting, I'm sure, skunks, possums, and raccoons, and wild pigs. So all that coming up and much more right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with all of that breaking news and our guests. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team. want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome to the broadcast, everybody. It is Friday, January 20th, 2012. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones, who is off today, no doubt working very hard on other projects. In fact, he's going to be bringing us a video that he's recording right now. That's going to be at the top of the third hour, about a 6 or 7 minute video report from Alex Jones on some of the breaking developments that are happening today. It's great to join you. Thanks. I want to thank Alex for having me on, and thank you for your support of me being a fill-in host. We've got a ton of news to cover today. First, big breaking news on Fast and Furious. Now, Patrick J. Cunningham has informed the House Oversight Committee, this is out of Arizona, he informed them that he's going to invoke his Fifth Amendment protection so that he doesn't need to testify on what really happened in Arizona. Now, Fast and Furious, of course, I'm talking about the covert scheme to ship guns into Mexico, thousands of guns, and then blame the Second Amendment as gun violence erupted back in the United States. Now, they got caught. Eric Holder has been caught. The Obama administration caught. And now they're invoking their Fifth Amendment rights, which is especially ironic, given that they don't want you to have your Second Amendment rights. So they want to just selectively invoke the rights for themselves, but strip those rights away from you and all of your fellow family members, neighborhood friends, all the people in your community can't have those rights. So think about this. Thousands of guns shipped into Mexico, violent outbreaks now. The murder of law enforcement officers in the United States has already been linked to those very guns that the U.S. government shipped into Mexico. And still the mainstream media, won't tell the truth about this. They say, oh, this was a gun sting gone bad. No, it wasn't. It was a crime. It was a criminal scheme dreamed up by the White House to destroy the Second Amendment. And when they get caught, they plead the Fifth. Come on. Come on. Maybe, hey, when we the citizens, if we get caught, can we plead the Second? I mean, what would that look like? All right, moving on. Google is already using SOPA-like censorship. This is an article by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com today. Check it out online. Now, this is a very important story because, of course, Google joined in the Internet strike, the big blackout that took place on Wednesday. You had Reddit. You had Wired Magazine, Wikipedia. Our own site, Natural News, also joined in. Many others taking part in the big blackout, as well as Google. They blacked out their logo. But is there a contradiction in their actions? Because Google already uses SOPA-like censorship. And some examples of this are Google stripping out legitimate alternative news websites from Google News. As you know, they removed InfoWars sometime in late 2010, I believe. And shortly thereafter, of course, they stripped Natural News out of their news index as well. And we never really openly complained about it because we just get so much traffic from so many other sources. But here's something interesting. Even though they stripped us out of their website, they would publish the news stories on other sites that had copied our news and placed it on their sites. So you see, Google News wasn't really against our news. They just didn't want our website to get credit for it. So they allowed other sites that were pirating our news to get credit for it. So there you go. That's how Google News really works. And, of course, Google owns YouTube, and YouTube does whatever the government tells it to do. Strips away videos of public protests because a lot of countries that where the people demand freedom are now using YouTube to publish videos that call for protest, that call for freedom, that call for liberty. And when that happens, the government just says, YouTube, take them down. And they do. They comply. So, you know, isn't it kind of strange that Google's protesting SOPA when it's very much SOPA-like? Now, for the record, I admire Google for going dark on its homepage for the SOPA protest. I just think they need to be more consistent with it. If they're in favor of freedom of information, why do they censor all the alternative news websites out of Google News? After all, well, here's another thought on that. If you look at the mainstream news websites that are published in Google News, they're all copying the same content from Reuters and AP. It's all canned news. I mean, if AP puts out a story, you can find 50 to 60 other websites that have the exact same story, same title, same text, word for word, and Google News will publish that no problem. Why? Because it's mainstream conventional news that has the disinformation that they want the public to see. But if you have intelligent analysis, if you have alternative news or an alternative viewpoint, or if you're pro-Ron Paul or anti-vaccine or anti-tyranny, then your news, no, all of a sudden that's not okay. That's how it really works there. All right, moving on. Another big thing that happened after the SOPA protest, the big internet strike blackout of Wednesday, was the Justice Department raided MegaUpload.com, which was a big uploading site. Some of its files were shared, you know, illegally. They were in copyright violation, but most of their files weren't. At least that's my understanding. I wasn't actually a user of that site, so I can't speak from personal experience. But in any case, the Department of Justice, without due process and basically giving a finger to the internet protest that took place on Wednesday, the Department of Justice seized the website. They handed out 7 indictments, and they even got the New Zealand police to raid the founder of this site. What's his name? .com is his handle. He lives in New Zealand. And because some of the allegedly pirated content was hosted on servers that were leased out of Virginia, the U.S. believes this gives it the right to go into foreign nations and arrest people there. They seized more than $8 million in assets. And, of course, that money's gone forever, disappearing into the black hole that is government. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has a statement on this. They said that the arrest sets, quote, a terrifying precedent. If the United States can seize a Dutch citizen in New Zealand over a copyright claim in Virginia, then what is next? Hey, yeah, no kidding. Well, that's the whole point of it. What is next? If SOPA had passed, or PIPA, the Protect IP Act, you know, SOPA stands for Stop Online Piracy Act. It's not soup in Espanol, as some people have been joking about. Stop Online Piracy, okay? But SOPA and PIPA, if they had passed, it would have given the U.S. government the, quote, legal right to go in and seize and shut down any website that they wanted, any website whatsoever, for just about any quote, violation. And these violations could be things as simple as, of course, someone coming on to, let's say, Infowars.com and posting a comment that contains a link to a copyrighted video. So even if Infowars itself didn't mean to have that comment on there, the Justice Department could say, your site is promoting piracy, and so we're going to take it down. Well, you know, hey, my view, the MPAA, it's a pretty pathetic organization, in my opinion, because they are willing to sacrifice freedom all across the internet just to protect their little corporate profits. Their greed is so immense that they will strip away your First Amendment rights, and they will shut down websites everywhere, legitimate educational websites, just so that they can collect their royalties on their mind-control movies out of Hollywood. Most of them are filled with all kinds of hypnotic disinformation that try to alter your view of reality and give you false ideas about things like these movies about pandemics, you know, just prepping you, making you comfortable with the idea that there's going to be a massive global pandemic, a super virus released as a bioweapon, that lots of people are going to die and the government's going to come in and be your savior. That's the kind of movies that they want to put out there, that they want us to pay for, that they want to protect. Give me a break. So Anonymous, I guess, sort of agrees with that analysis, and they went on what's called a mega upload revenge spree. Kind of like that term. They shut down yesterday the Department of Justice website, the RIAA, target after target. They shut down the MPAA. They shut down EMI, Universal Music, all of them offline because of this rampage from Anonymous. Which, you know, Anonymous doesn't really have a leader, obviously. Otherwise, they would be taken down just like Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. So they have to remain anonymous, and no one really knows exactly who they are. As Alex has pointed out, that can be somewhat dangerous because the government can sometimes act like they are anonymous and put in a false flag hacker attack. But in this case, it's very clear that this was the real, genuine Anonymous engaged in this attack. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, Anonymous, they're a bunch of hackers and they're a bunch of criminals doing all these crimes online. I got to say, you know, in some way, I kind of like the way that they protest, because when the government is engaged in deep criminality, when they take away your First Amendment rights online, when they take away your citizenship under the Enemy Expatriation Act, when they take away your due process under the NDAA, which Obama signed on New Year's Eve, when they turn you into criminals by signing their illegal, unconstitutional laws, what options do they leave open to us? You know, what else can we do but protest and have online civil disobedience, which is really what Anonymous is doing? You know, there is a point, there is a threshold beyond which we have to use the tools we have available to fight for the freedoms that were supposed to be guaranteed. I'm not saying that I promote piracy. I'm not saying that I promote, you know, hacking, anything that would actually harm anybody, but I do support public protest. I do support this kind of protest, this kind of online civil disobedience, because we've been deprived of due process. The courts won't rule in favor of truth and justice anymore. They've all been bought and paid for by the feds, who have their own agenda, which is to clamp down on everything, shut us all up, to get alternative news and alternative media offline, and basically control us as little slave-minded hypnotic minions running around paying taxes, working, you know, 16 hours a day, consuming products, and never waking up to the reality of what's actually happening around us. That's what they want. So this all indicates an escalating cyber war. This is an article out of also on PrisonPlanet.com, first appeared on Activist Post. Escalating cyber war. What happened on Wednesday and what happened yesterday shows the power of the internet to affect political change in America and around the world. That's a power that the big global elite don't want to deal with. Stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with much more on the other side of this break. Talk to you then.
We When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, January 20th. I'm filling in for Alex today, and it's good to be with you. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com, and today we've got just tons of breaking news. InfoWars reports Ron Paul, the initial results show that Ron Paul actually won the South Carolina Republican debate, even though, of course, they hardly gave the guy a chance to speak again, predictably. We even have, you know what, let's cue this up, guys. We've got Ron Paul, not for this segment, but later on, Ron Paul, the fact they wouldn't let him speak and the audience started booing the moderators as if to say, let Ron Paul speak, for God's sake. He's the only guy with real ideas of how to solve problems. He's the only one who has integrity and credibility and isn't a globalist minion. So let the man speak. I mean, he's the only one who can really save us from where we are headed. All right, but we'll get back to that. I want to get back to this story, vaccine warfare, Texas airdropping, state of Texas, yes, airdropping, carpet bombing the state of Texas with rabies vaccines. They take these vaccines, they dip them in fish oil and fish crumbs of some kind, fish coating, and then they drop them on over 7,000 square miles of wild country. And then they say this is going to solve the rabies problems in wolves and coyotes. And they claim it's 100% successful, huge success rate. Oh, wow, that's a really cool screen. That's awesome. You can watch this broadcast, by the way, on InfoWars.com. I'm sorry, InfoWars, PrisonPlanet.tv. There we go. We got a screen behind me. If you're listening on the radio and you're wondering why I'm talking about visuals, it's because this is simulcast on PrisonPlanet.tv. But getting back to this story, you see, the idea now is that we're going to be able to vaccinate all the animals in the wild if we just spend enough money with these drug companies and if we have enough airplanes and we just carpet bomb every state in the country. So what happens when they're done carpet bombing for foxes and wolves? Are they going to have – well, they're already talking about skunk vaccines. What's next? Wild pig vaccines? Are they going to have vaccines for all the slugs and all the beetles and all the ants and all the worms? Are we going to vaccinate the entire animal ecosystem on our planet and call that medicine? Really? And what happens when all this DNA goes down the rivers and streams and gets dumped into the Gulf of Mexico and then starts recombining with all the marine life in the ocean there? Are we going to end up with like a rabies-infested shark attack situation down there? I mean, I don't know. Maybe rabies doesn't get into, you know, these marine species. I don't know. I'm not a marine biologist. I'm just saying it's a stupid idea to start throwing rabies RNA and DNA material all around the countryside. It's insane. It's just another example of how incredibly retarded these arrogant scientists can be when they just think about the short-term impacts and not the long-term effects. Speaking of that, another baby has died after receiving 9 vaccines in one day. The parents, Raphael, Sir Jacobs, and Beatrice DuPont. Their 9-week-old daughter, Stacy, is sadly dead today. She died just 1 week after receiving her first vaccination. She was hit with 9 vaccines in the hospital, including vaccines for diphtheria, tetanus, polio, pertussis, hepatitis B, and more. And then she had a fever of 39.9 degrees Celsius, which is too high. I don't know what that comes out Fahrenheit, but it's too high. When she died, her death was recorded as, quote, meningitis. See, they never blame the vaccines. This is part of the scam. They say, oh, your child died from one of these infections. Well, where did the infection come from if she was in an incubator in a hospital? You know, I mean, where the infection came from the vaccine. We covered this here on InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show before. The Institute of Medicine has openly admitted that MMR vaccines actually cause measles. It's part of their report because so many of the vaccines have live viruses in them. It's making me sick just thinking about these vaccines. I'm telling you, these poor kids, this is not a laughing matter. Universal flu vaccine could be available by 2013, they say. The holy grail of flu treatment, this is being reported in U.S. News and World Report. They say, oh, we're going to have a universal flu vaccine now. But here's the kicker in all this. Now that they're pushing a universal flu vaccine, they have to admit that all the old vaccines don't really work. Otherwise, why would you need a new one? Because all along, the propaganda of the old vaccines has been, well, they work 100%. Yeah, you take a flu shot, you won't get the flu. But turns out that's just hype. U.S. News and World Report admits previous season's vaccines have no effect on future strains of the virus. What they mean is they have no effect on present strains of the virus because it's already mutated from last year. We got a lot more coming up here on the Alex Jones Show, so stay with us. We have a guest joining us on the other side of this break, the author of Heal Thyself. Talk about quantum healing, Dr. Peter DeVette. So stay with us right here. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in today for Alex, who has the day off. And I want to give a shout out to Alex. I hope he's using this day to continue with his own preparedness plans. I mentioned before, you know, it's always a challenge here when you're on the front lines fighting for freedom in the info war. You got to take time to take care of your own preparedness. And that's the same message for all of you out there, too. Make sure that even as you're listening to this and gaining the knowledge and learning what's happening, make sure you turn that into real action. So get yourself squared away with your stored food. Get yourself defensively positioned. Get yourself with your emergency medicine so that you can be safe and your family can be safe and your community can be safe no matter what comes down the road. That's a very important principle. Now, moving on, we have a guest here with us today, Dr. Peter DeVette, who is the author of a book called Heal Thyself. And he's got a lot of revolutionary information. We're going to go into several topics with him here in a long segment here. Dr. DeVette, thank you for joining me in studio today. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's a privilege to be here.
Now, you're a Texan. Your practice, your wellness center, is based in Tyler. You're a graduate of UT. You've been in and around Texas for a long time.
Well, actually, a little bit further south than Texas. I actually originate from South Africa.
Uh-huh.
Came to the States in 89, actually 87. To study alternative medicine. And so I made my home here, came to Texas, and did my postgraduate studies at UT Health Center in Tyler, and then got on this track to practice holistic medicine. So at the University of Texas, I started a department called the Center for Nutrition and preventive medicine.
How did they like that? Did they like nutrition there?
They liked the idea, but then when it came to practice, you know, it kind of faded. You know, the bureaucracy just could not handle the incorporation, you know, of education into patient care.
Well, there's just so much into drugs and surgery and that whole mindset. They just couldn't handle it.
Well, it's just, yeah, it's, you know, they have a vested interest in disease management.
So, right.
You know, I often tell my patients, we don't have a health care system, we have a disease management system. So
I want to ask you about that, but first, what about the story we just covered in the last segment? This poor girl, Stacy, died after getting 9 vaccines in one day. These are the vaccines that she got. They just kept injecting her, pumping her full of chemicals until she died. I mean, what's your take on vaccines?
Well, you know, my wife runs a foundation called the Assist Autism Foundation, and we take care of a lot of these autistic patients, and every single one of them, I mean, without fail, there's a story there that these kids, virtually every one of them, I'm not trying to generalize, but these kids are normal, and then all of a sudden, they get their 18-month vaccine, or they get their, you know, 6-month vaccine or 8-month vaccine, and the kid changes,
right,
time and time again. You know, and to take a premature infant and load them up with 9 vaccines, you know, with the preservatives that are in there, and you know, it's just, you know,
the chemical adjuvants,
absolutely egregious.
Well, then they say she died from meningitis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they already have to blame something else.
If you pump enough toxin into the system, then, you know, then you're going to eventually weaken the defense mechanisms, and you're going to die of something else, and they can say, yep, you know, kid died of meningitis or,
well,
you know, gastroenteritis, whatever.
Isn't that also true with cancer and chemotherapy? When someone dies from the chemo poison, they always say they died from cancer.
Well,
I mean, they don't say that you died from the chemo, your kidney failed,
right, exactly,
your liver failed, your brain got melted into a mound of goo and, you know, chemo brain, now you're dead. And they say, oh, I died from cancer.
And sometimes they don't even say that. They say you died from an infection because they blew out your immune system.
Right.
And then
right,
you got the meningitis or you got, you know, some other disease, you know. So it's amazing how, you know, we have the wolf pulled over our eyes, you know, on medical issues in this country.
Well, now, to combat that, you have your book, Heal Thyself, and also, what is your website, by the way, where people can get more information if they're interested?
It's QHIwellness.com, and QHI stands for Quantum Healing Institute, so it's QHIWellness.com.
Okay, QHIWellness.com, and what I like about your book and why I asked you to be here, this is the first time we've ever met, actually, and the first time you've been on the Alex Jones Show, but I like the fact that in your book you address the failure of the allopathic approach to medicine. I mean, it's not that it's useless. It has its uses in acute emergencies and so on. But you talk about how we need to stop just treating the symptoms and get into the causes of health and the causes of disease that we can avert. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, in my book there's a chapter called The 5 Levels of Healing. You know, and I was inspired by one of my mentors, Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, you know, on this particular subject. But you know, he framed it in a way that if you want to heal a disease, you have to get to the source of it. And the source is very seldom physical, although on the physical realm, we have a lot of cofactors, and we see more and more added every day with GMOs and toxicities and aluminum chemtrails and, you know, it's coming up and
right,
the likes. I mean, so we're doing a lot of things on the physical level. We have all these super organisms that we're creating because of too much antibiotic use. So all of that is relevant on the physical level, you know, but conventional medicine plays out simply at just at one level, the physical level. Now, you know, if we want to actually track the source of illness, we have to go a little bit higher. So we need to look at the energy body. You know, we're being inundated with all kinds of pollutants, not just physical pollutants, but electronic
like
pollutants.
Like EMFs, you're talking about,
yeah.
Cell phone towers, Wi-Fi.
Now, the two worst ones.
Mystery No, go ahead.
The two worst ones, Wi-Fi and cordless phones. I mean,
cordless
two,
phones.
Two simple things that everybody has in their homes these days. And if you work, you know, if you live in an apartment, you have 10 of them around you radiating you. You know, so it's no wonder that autism rates skyrocket when you go into, you know, some of these subdivisions where you have apartments and stuff like that.
Hey, isn't there a new, there's a type 3 diabetes is being called now that is caused by electromagnetic contamination or inundation with EMFs. I mean, some people's blood sugar goes crazy when they're around Wi-Fi or cell phones.
Well, and not just that, but palpitations. I mean, I was talking to a physician in Dallas a while back, and he told me his wife died in 2005 from palpitations. She was in her 40s. I said to him, you know, just for interest's sake, do you have Wi-Fi in your house? He said, yep. I asked him, when did you get it? 2 weeks before she died.
Oh.
So I was like, wow, that's interesting. You know, and I hear these stories all the time because I'm in a position where I'm asking about it. You know, but even more important is to go deeper because in my book, we talk about what's called the mental field or the mental body. So stress plays a huge you know, role as well in disease creation. So every disease, you know, just turns out has a stress program related to it that programs for that specific disease. So that's why some people get, you know, meningitis, other people get sore throats, and other people get cancer of the liver and so forth. You know, so if you want to start finding out, figuring out why people develop what they develop based on all these influences, that's where you have to go.
And by stress, you don't just mean the typical traditional stress, like you worked too hard. You're talking about it could be relationship stress. It could be environmental stress, pollutants, you know, a biochemical stress. It could be a stress of too much radiation, you know, from Fukushima fallout. It could be lots of stress.
Right, and so, but there's mental stress component in virtually every disease creation. So, but the mental stress component corresponds with the physical stress as well. So, you get the toxin, but the toxin doesn't make you sick until emotional conflict comes into play, and that programs for the weakening of that specific organ that then creates the disease. So,
right.
For instance, if you talk about breast cancer, you know, start you know, listening to stories, but when you talk to women that have developed breast cancer, find out from them what happened just before the breast cancer was diagnosed, what happened in the family, because you'll always find that there was a family drama, some kind of a nesting drama, or something related to the nest. Women are nesting beings. Men are territorial beings. You know, so very definitive emotional stresses that weaken specific parts of the body and that program for disease on the brain level and also in the body itself.
Well, that's a really good point. You know, we talk a lot about nutrition. That's one of my favorite subjects. But, of course, we have to recognize the three levels of existence, you know, the body, the mind, the spirit. And all of those three are so crucial for having health. One of the things that drives me a little crazy is when people talk about they're just going to fix their mind, they're going to meditate, they're going to chant, but they're still going to eat cheeseburgers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you have to address all three levels? You can't leave out the nutritional aspect, even if you're addressing mental and spiritual.
Well, there's a pairing between our habits and our emotions. So, for instance, people tend to self-sabotage much more readily when they're stressed than when they're really, you know, at a good emotional level. So it doesn't help to scare people about, you know, you shouldn't eat this and that, because then you're depriving them. And deprivation has never worked in human history. People can deprive for a limited period of time, but then they fail. They fall off the wagon. So what you have to do is figure out what the emotional conflict is that programs them to want to, you know, be addicted to certain foods, you know, and certain chemicals and certain ways of, you know, even certain ignorance patterns.
So you would help a patient get into their history to understand, like, am I wrong in saying maybe something happened in your childhood that made you addicted to cheeseburgers? I mean, for example, maybe your parents got divorced and then your dad thanked you for seeing him by giving you cheeseburgers. And then you're mentally tuned in. Cheeseburgers means love.
You're brilliant.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. The situation. I mean, you know, there's always a hidden root. So why is it that, you know, our kids are growing up totally addicted to, you know, to fast food, and when you try to change their habits, you know, they go through severe stress trying to make that change, And usually the parents fail at it because, you know, the kid has been indoctrinated because of the stress patterns that have linked up to their habits. In my book, there's a chapter called Healing Through Recall. You know, so it takes a lot of common diseases and it breaks it down to the common conflicts that underlie the specific diseases and what has to be done to clear those diseases. So you do the work on the physical level. You do the work on the energetic level to clean things up, you know, detox, and then you also have to work at the mental and even at the genealogical. Level four is genealogy.
Ah, interesting.
The field of epigenetics.
Why not just take a bunch of amphetamine prescription drugs to deal with your mental issues? Come on, doc. Give me some, what's the Prozac? Give me some Risperdal. Give me, whatever.
Well, that's what conventional medicine does. If they can't explain your illness, they just put you on, you know, some Prozac because you'll feel better.
Doesn't that drive your trauma deeper into your tissues and deeper into your body?
Because you're negating, that's what painkillers do. Not only do they affect you on the physical level, or antidepressants affect you on the physical level, but they make it impossible to deal with the emotions that are attached. As a matter of fact, there's an enhancing effect, you know, of disease patterns. You know, so, for instance, you know, with narcotics, you know, you're numbing down the emotions so that people cannot, you know, gain insight. And I think that's part of the conspiracy here is, you know, is to dumb us down with all the aluminum that's raining down on us and all the mercury we're getting in in our mouths. And
you know, narcotic prescription, sorry to interrupt, but I guess I'm getting that habit from Alex. but I'm trying to keep the pacing going here. But, you know, prescription drugs, there are more addictions to prescription narcotics than there are illegal narcotics. I mean, it's prescription drugs that are the addiction problem.
We're fighting a war against drugs. But have you noticed when we fight wars against anything, we fail? I mean, we're constantly fighting
war on drugs.
Cancer. Look at what's happened.
Yeah.
You know, since Richard Nixon declared the war on cancer, we have 10 times more cancer. We have more people dying from cancer.
Right.
So, you know, instead, figure out what it means, what the purpose of the disease is, you know, because there's always a biological meaning and purpose to every illness. You understand that, then you can, you know, unravel it from the root up.
Now, for those listening or watching the show, I think there's a very powerful message in here from Dr. Duvet to parents out there. I mean, wouldn't you agree that parents, you got to be careful what you reward your children with, if you reward them with food or if you punish them with a lack of food or something. I mean, you are setting control patterns or programs in their brains that could play out, you know, for the whole lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you, you know, and it's not just what we feed our kids when they're stressed. You know, it's also, you know, there's specific links also between you know, specific emotional stressors and certain foods. You know, if there's a separation from father, for example, at some point, or, you know, some kind of abandonment from father, we see more problems with wheat, so celiac disease and so forth, you know, during early childhood. And so, you know, so every food has a biological meaning too.
But, you know, conventional physicians and so-called skeptics, who, by the way, don't even believe in the existence of consciousness. They don't even believe in the existence of a spirit or a free will. They would say that what you're saying is nonsense, that there's no energetic quality to foods. It's just vitamins and minerals and dead fiber and proteins, and that's it. That's what they insist. That's it. That's all there is to it. Dead food is the same as living food. Processed food is the same. Just calories. That's all they care about.
That's why we have vitality writing. Every food has a vitality writing, and we're creating a lot of dead foods. And even live foods are being deadened because of what we're doing, you know, with GMOs and all that kind of stuff. And the fact that we store these foods on the shelf for weeks on end, shipping them from across the world, you know, green, and then gassing them to ripen them. You know, just all kinds of things we're doing with food. But the result is we're not getting any vitality. And vitality writing is analogous to light. Every food has a light content. And so when you're eating fresh organic foods from your backyard, for example, you're getting a livening with, you know, with every bite. You know,
so high vitality food up here would be wild crafted foods, living foods, maybe sprouts in your kitchen. Beneath that would be fresh produce from the grocery store, which is pretty old food. And then beneath that would be your Happy Meal.
So you go to organic grocery foods and you go to your inorganic or non-organic grocery store foods, and then you've got your package, you know, and your canned vegetables, which are still better than you know, than the dead foods. But then you get down to the fast foods that we eat, you know, that are completely
What about
dead.
Beneath dead foods, you have undead foods, actually zombie-infested foods. Actually, they mark your brain with BPA, and they put fluoride in the bottled water at the grocery store. I think we should have another layer below dead foods, undead foods.
Yeah, that's, you know, below dead foods, those foods that kill you. You know, so,
yeah. So, no, but they resurrect you in a zombie-like state.
Yeah, we see a lot of that, don't we? People that can't think for themselves anymore. The greatest danger in this country is willful ignorance that is becoming, you know, endemic. People just can't think straight anymore because of all the toxicity and, you know, environmental factors too.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. We're about to take a break here shortly. I want to ask you about that on the other side. Also want to ask you to comment on this. Well, yeah, we're going to break here, so just a second. But folks, we're going to continue here on the Alex Jones Show with Dr. Peter DeVette. And I hope you've enjoyed this segment already. More with him on the other side, plus some news about a vaccine propaganda campaign for school children that encourages them to draw vaccine propaganda artwork. Yeah, stay with us. All that and more coming back here on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Oh yeah, we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of Natural News, filling in today for Alex. Giving a big shout out to Alex, who I hope is having a great day. He's probably watching the DrudgeReport.com today, which is hosting a poll of who won the last debate last night. And can you guys bring that? There we go. I think there's a poll on there. Yeah. Anyway, if you're listening on the radio and you're wondering what this is all about, there it is. You can watch this broadcast at prisonplanet.tv, but the poll is who won the Charleston debate. And right now, go ahead and vote on there. Let's so we can see the results. Vote for Ron Paul, of course. Don't accidentally. Okay. And the poll results right now are showing 44% for Gingrich and 29% for Paul. So Gingrich is ahead. I mean, what did he do? What did he do? Did he call up all his ex-wives and mistresses to vote for him on Drudge today or something? Come on, guys. We got to get this thing going for Paul. So everybody out there, go to drudgereport.com right now. Vote for Ron Paul on that poll. Let's get him up there where he belongs, in the lead above the, quote, open marriage candidate, Newt Gingrich. Oh, man. Ron Paul would be in the lead if they would just give him a chance to speak and actually report the news, you know, honestly about him. But anyway, we're joined right now in studio in this segment by Dr. Peter DeVette. And one quick reminder, Alex Jones will have a video. We're going to be airing, broadcasting that video at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. A special report from Alex. He's filming that right now. Or maybe it's already done, but we're going to be looking at that. Now, Dr. DeVette, who is a wellness practitioner in Texas, your clinic is in Tyler, Texas, right?
That's correct. Yeah, 90 miles east of Dallas, 90 miles west of Shreveport, right in the middle. It's the center of north of the universe.
Oh, okay. No, well, it's accessible all around Texas, and he's the author of the book Heal Thyself, and I want to ask you about this. Here's a campaign of a pro-vaccine propaganda campaign. Health Canada sponsored an art contest. I don't know if you guys can get a shot of this, an overhead shot. Keep diseases away, get immunized, and they have little children drawing these artistic renditions of vaccines chasing away viruses and little germs. What do you think about that?
Well, there's no end to the indoctrination of our population, starting from childhood up. You know, they've done it to our university students, college students. Now they're doing it to our kids. You know, it's just unbelievable. You know how this brainwashing thing is going, and I think it's appalling that our kids are being dragged into it. You know, I guess they'll at least feel better about the sharp objects being stuck into them when they've done their art. But I tell you, it's just amazing.
You notice they never have an art contest of children dying from vaccines. If a kid drew the art that showed a child dying from a vaccine, they'd probably be their parents would be visited by CPS.
Well, you know, exactly. And of course, kids never die from vaccines. They die from other things that are caused by the vaccine. Again, you know, it's like,
right.
You know, it's like the tobacco industry. It took them 70 years to get the political system and the medical system and everybody else to acknowledge that cigarettes caused a disease and cancer, and to actually take the tobacco companies to task. And here we are, you know, inflicting harm on our kids and our population in general. And even if a child develops autism 2 days after they got the vaccine, it's just chance.
they say it's chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they don't understand correlations or statistical significance. Yeah, all right. Well, it's been good having you on the show here, Dr. DeVette. We've got to go into break now, and we'll be coming back with more news here on the Alex Jones Show. But I want to thank you and check out his website, qhiwellness.com, correct?
That's correct.
And the book, Heal Thyself, from Dr. Peter DeVette. Thank you for joining us in the studio today. It's been a pleasure having you on. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.